Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
It's that time of year, folks. We're here to talk about must-have running backs. Is Austin Ekeler a dark horse at 101? We're going to break that down today. Before we do, we want to make sure you're following us across the board at Razzball Fantasy on YouTube, IG, and TikTok. We got daily content going on all those platforms. We also have the Razzball Fantasy Football podcast on the audio side. So if you're going for a jog, you don't have time to watch us on YouTube, go hop over to Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We're dropping all our podcasts over there as well. But of course, make sure you're going to razzball.com, folks. I'm not kidding you. We have updated tools that you need for your fantasy leagues. Not only an ADP price tool that has six different sites. We also have a team name generator. We have a trade analyzer. And of course, we have a bunch of fantastic writers dropping articles, including one that is joining me today. So without a further ado, let's start the show. All right, folks, it's back. She's back. She came back. I love it. Gladys is back on the show, one of our brand new Razzball writers. You can follow her on Twitter at Gladys L. Tyler. Gladys, what's going on?
You know, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. And yeah, it's hump day. That's what's going on. It's hump day and the Little League World Series is playing and Hawaii rules in the Little League World Series, in case you guys are wondering.
And listen, people probably came here thinking, let's talk fantasy football, but we got a little sprinkle of Little League World Series. So is Hawaii your go-to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like it. Listen, I'm all about America in general. Whoever makes it to the final, I'm in. It doesn't matter what state, so I'm all good.
No one's going to beat Hawaii.
That's good. All right. So today we're talking about some must-have running backs for fantasy football. Now, draft season's upon us. I mean, if you don't feel the juices flowing right now, it's fantasy football draft season. Hey, Glass, before we even get started, how many drafts have you done so far? What was your – like, just tell us a little bit about how many drafts and what's your thoughts so far about draft season.
Okay. Let me just say that I'm slightly embarrassed. I've done seven so far, and I have four more to go. And I'm actually in one right now. So when I look down, it's because I'm up in like three drafts picks. It's going good. I'm employing a different strategy for each draft that I'm in. And by strategy, I mean I'm just picking who's on the board and who I like.
Yes. Yes. That's the one strategy you can literally, I'll tell you right now, you will not regret drafting the players you like at the end of the year. If your players don't do good, it is what it is. What will haunt your dreams is when you draft Allen Robinson last year and he wasn't even one of the guys you liked. I woke up in cold sweats in like February last year, just like, why did I take Allen Robinson? I didn't even like him last year. So trust me, that's the one. Forget about the must-have running backs. The one lesson you better learn from this podcast, take the players you like. Trust me. It sounds simple, but it's true.
We'll take the players you like and the ones we tell you. So, you know, it's like you're going 12, 14 rounds. You have enough for do both.
You know what the best part too, Gladys? I'm actually in the middle of a draft as well. So I'm up a couple picks. So me and you are kind of looking away. This might be a fun podcast while we're distracted. But anyway, let's get into some must-have running backs. Let's start with a player actually that is going pretty late in drafts. And a lot of people are high on Tony Pollard of the Dallas Cowboys. So tell us why Tony Pollard is a must-have player.
All right. So I'm going to be looking over here because my notes are here, although they're there too. But these are easily readable. Tony Pollard right now is current ADP is 31 in standard leagues, 30 in both half PPR and PPR leagues. All right. That means if you're in a 12-man league, you're going to get him like in the eighth round. If you're in a 10-man league, you're going to get him like maybe in the ninth round. Here's why you need to get Tony Pollard. First of all, his touches have increased every year. So his second year, he increased by 28. His third year, he increased by like 40-ish or so. Everyone knows that Pollard is the better running back. No offense to Zeke, but he averaged more yards per carry than Zeke. And he's also being utilized in the passing game. And reports coming out of training camp are saying that Zeke is actually blocking for Pollard. So Zeke is blocking for Pollard when he plays in the passing game. Now, here's the best part of everything. Last year, Pollard had an 84.8% catch rate. And they weren't even, it wasn't even like they were targeting, like he wasn't pivotal in the passing game. This year, they have no James Washington, no Amari Cooper, no Cedric Wilson. Michael Gallup, Jones wants him not to be put on the pup list, but that doesn't mean he's going to play right away. It's Jerry Jones. He's like in his own little world, on his own little yacht. So Pollard is going to be in the passing game, all right? You're going to get in the eighth round and the ninth round, not only a handcuff for Zeke, but a player who's probably going to spend 42, 45, 50% snaps on the field. You can't beat that. He's going to way outplay his ADP. Guarantee it. Oh, you're going to lose first. Guarantee.
I like it. Well, that's we kind of saw it last year. I think last year was the indicator, right? Zeke was went from that true workhorse to starting to see the split, and Tony Pollard is definitely on the rise. Let's jump down to my player. It's DeAndre Swift. So this is my flag plant of the year. I have him as my fifth overall player. So it starts off, let's talk a little bit about his 2021 season. The best part about his 2021 season was the fact that for some reason, the Lions, after they were out of the playoff hunt, and he comes back from injury, they brought him back in a few times because they wanted to get him on the field. He barely played snaps. He played one game 25, another game 45 snaps. This guy, before his injury, games one through 10, was averaging upwards to 75% of the snaps on the team. That produced 18.7 PPR points per game, would have been the RB4 last year. So he was already doing it last year before his injury. Now, a lot of people say, well, Jamal Williams missed some time. Well, touche, people, but I looked into it. He actually averaged more points per game in the games prior to his injury with Jamal Williams. He averaged 20, so that's not even a thing. This is a system, by the way, under a guy like Dan Campbell, who, by the way, comes from the New Orleans Saints coaching staff that had Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram, and later Alvin Kamara and Latavius Murray, who both were able to produce for fantasy to a certain extent, but Alvin Kamara became a superstar because of the way he was utilized in the passing game. On top of that, his quarterback, by the way, is Jared Goff, who, you know, I know Jared Goff doesn't have top 10 potential as a fantasy quarterback or probably even as an NFL quarterback. But I remember another guy in football, maybe named Todd Gurley, who had Jared Goff as quarterback, who was just the most dominant running back for like a 2 to 3 year stretch under Goff. So to say that Jared Goff, by the way, who produced two back-to-back top six running back fantasy point seasons as a team. So the Rams were top six in producing fantasy points at the position. So right there, it's the scheme and the coaching staff and the quarterback has proven they can do it. Swift has proven it in this system already. Going into this second year, and he also, the cherry on top, PFF has the Lions as the top three offensive line. He's got an elite offensive line, a good system. And listen, Ben Johnson, who might call plays, was in the time with Miami. Lamar Miller, when they were both in Miami, Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson, Lamar Miller had two top 10 seasons on that team and one top five finish. So I think Swift's going to have it in his range of outcomes, and that's why I think he's my must-have player in 2022. Let's jump down to the next one, number three, Saquon Barkley. As a Giants fan, I think you're just trying to – I like this. I like you trying to make me feel good as a Giants fan. This is why I need to have you on more. Tell us why Saquon is a must-have player.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So I get it. Saquon is coming off 2 years where he's only played 15 games. Last year he was coming off an ACL injury, then he hurt his ankle. He was currently being drafted as running back 12 in standard and running back 11 in the PPR formats. Now, 2 years removed from an ACL injury. All reports from training camp is that Saquon is balling it out. And the new coach, by the way, new offensive coordinator, are using him in the passing game. So if you see a trend here, it's because I like running backs that catch passes out of the backfield because you get that extra point, get those extra receptions. If you think that Saquon is going to be a glimmer of what he was in his rookie season, where, by the way, he had 121 targets for 91 receptions and 11 rushing touchdowns, even if he is just a shadow of that, that still is going to give you a running back 10, at least running back 10, probably higher, you know, in your ADP. Now, Daniel Jones, who knows? Who knows what kind of operation he had over the season? We don't really care. He's supposed to be good. Daniel Jones is supposed to be all right. But Daniel Jones has Kenny Golladay, Kadarius Toney, and Sterling Shepard. That's who he's throwing the ball to. Now, Golladay played 14 games, had 76 targets, 37 receptions, 0 touchdowns. Toney, 10 games, 57 targets, 39 receptions, 0 touchdowns. Sterling Shepard, who, whatever, 7 games, 53 targets, 36 receptions. Oh, he did have one touchdown. So there are touchdowns to be had in that offense, and Barkley is the man who's stepping up for it, all right? Barkley is going to out. I'm going to say it right now. Oh, my God, I'm making another guarantee. Barkley is going to have more touchdowns than all three of those wide receivers put together. You can bank on that right now. I'm saying it. I mean it. Barkley.
Averaging. Love it. I love it. Love it because the Giants fan absolutely love it. And I don't think you're intimidated by what Wandale Robinson, the second round pick, who's 5'7". No. I don't know if he's going to be dominant in the red zone, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, what, 5'8 and a 170 maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. He's like, he's going to be like Cole Beasley, I think. But anyway, that's a different show. This is Must Have Running Backs. I'm sorry. Anyway, let's get down to my next one. It's James Conner, folks. And okay. Now, Connor burnt us a couple of years ago. He had that big 2018 season with Pittsburgh. He's done it before. The guy was basically averaging 21.5 PPR points per game. That season, he was a top 7 in points per game, 6th overall, dominant. That season, 21.5 PPR points per game last year would have been tied with Austin Eckler as the RB3. So let me tell you something about James Connor's upside. But now listen, we'll click to the situation he's in with Arizona. Last year, got to remember, Chase Edmonds was the incumbent. James Conner was the free agent. So Chase Edmonds had a leg up him in the competition. He was the 1A early on in the season, and Conner kind of took more of a goal line back role, which he was absolutely amazing in last year. But there's the thing. This offseason, guess who left? Chase Edmonds. Guess who they brought back for a 3-year, $21 million contract, which is 11th highest paid running back in football? James Conner. So he got paid by this coaching staff and letting the other guy walk. Why is that important? Well, I did some game splits that are going to make your jaw drop. Ready for this? Gladys, I hope you're ready. All right. So 9 games with Edmonds. Okay. He averaged 12.1 touches per game, not even one target a game. And he averaged 11.2 PPR points per game. Bah, that's terrible. Okay. So he played 6 games without Edmonds. Those numbers jumped to 21.7 touches, 5.3 targets per game, 26.1 PPR points per game. Like, we're talking like CMC-type numbers when he was given the workhorse role. This is – so everyone's going to say, well, he's going to have a regression. Regression off what? So you're going to regression off 26.1 points per game? Okay, sure. Let's do some regression. He averaged about 31 fantasy points over expectation last year. That would only put him at 24 PPR points per game. Oh, I'm sorry. That's RB1 last year. Oh, let's say, for example, let's talk about efficiency. Maybe he's overly efficient. Take his career efficiency metrics, apply them to his touches last year. He loses 3 points per game. Okay, 23 PPR points per game is only behind Derrick Henry, so he's number 2 now. So whatever way you shake it, the best part about Connor, I believe, is that he was the number 4 rated pass protector according to Pro Football Focus. He can block, he can catch, he can score touchdowns. Take him at the 2-3 turn every chance you get. Let's jump down to the last player. And listen, we're saving the best for last. We're talking about a guy, Austin Eckler, who I think Glass might feel might be a shot at 101. Talk to us a little bit about Eckler and why he's a must-have player.
Okay, here's the thing. Wow, that was a backward sentence. Here's the thing. If you are playing PPR and you do not draft Austin Eckler as your first running back, you should just slap yourself in the face. Okay? I'm just saying it. You just slap yourself in the face. Austin Eckler is going at running back 8 in standard right now and running back 3 in PPRs. There's a reason for that, all right? First of all, the Chargers play The Chargers have played the seventh fastest pace in the NFL, which means that ball's going in, it's going out. Eckler had a 67.1% snap share and a 15.1% target share. Okay, this is a 15.1% target share for a running back. So he's getting touches. So he's got 206 rushing attempts with 911 yards, 94 targets, which was the number one for all running backs, 70 receptions, number two for all running backs, 15.1% target share, and he ran 393 routes. 393 routes, number two for all running backs. If you are not, and this is like everyone is, I have faith in you guys. If you are not targeting Austin Eckler in your PPR as your number one running back, why are you playing the game? Why are you even in this? Why are you in this? I just want to know. I want to know. Eckler is, I don't, will he be the number one running back at the end of the season in fantasy PPR leagues? I'm saying, yeah, I'm saying yes, he is. Oh my God. Another guarantee. Three guarantees. One show.
Three for three.
I'm going for it.
That's great. Honestly, the Eckler at 101, that's a bold take. Even though he's like typically the third player, maybe even the fourth player on draft boards, it just seems that it's either CMC, JT all the time. The fact that she, Gladys comes on the show and just throws fire at, first of all, she tells you to slap yourself. It's like, I mean, unfortunately, I have to condone this, okay? Like, if you're not taking him at least in the top three, then you know what? You should slap yourself. So I do got to tell you, I believe. But I love the take, absolutely all in, and it actually made for a great, great thumbnail for the show. But that's all we got for today, folks. This is, once again, the must-have running backs for 2022 fantasy football. Make sure you're following across the board at Razzball Fantasy on YouTube, IG, and TikTok. If you want to listen to the audio side, go check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify at Razzball Fantasy. And of course, make sure you go to razzball.com for all the content you need to win your fantasy league. Once again, I'm your host, Bobby LaMarco. You can follow me at Bobby LaMarco on Twitter. That's Gladys. You can follow her at Gladys L. Tyler on Twitter. We are out of here.